President Donald Trump hosted the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan on Friday afternoon in what his administration is calling a historic peace summit. Trump met first with Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, then with Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, before all three gathered in the state dining room to sign a peace framework. The agreement aimed to end decades of conflict between the two countries and reopen key transportation routes across the South Caucasus. President Aliyev of Azerbaijan expressed his hopes for a peaceful future in the region.
I'm sure that Armenia and Azerbaijan will find courage and responsibility to reconcile, and also the people will reconcile. We will turn the page of standoff, confrontation, and bloodshed, and provide bright and safe future for our children. So I'm very happy because today we're writing the great new history.
At the heart of the deal was a new transit corridor linking Azerbaijan to its exclave, Nakhchivan, through Armenian territory, a passage that has been one of the biggest sticking points in peace talks for years. As of now, resources traveling between Greater Azerbaijan and Nakhchivan are routed through Iran. The White House says the corridor would allow unimpeded connectivity while still respecting Armenia's sovereignty. Plans include a rail line, oil and gas pipelines, and fiber optic cables. Under the agreement, that 20-mile stretch would become part of what's now officially called the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity, or TRIP. Professor Damyan Miskevich of Azerbaijan's ADA University acknowledged that the proposed corridor would deal a great blow to Iran, a side effect that certainly benefits President Trump.
This route that had been a great moneymaker and had been also part of a larger Azerbaijani-Iranian relationship that involved trade in various ways is now going to be subject to revision by virtue of the fact that if TRIP actually happens, and I think it will, no one's going to use the Iranian alternative. And that hurts Iran directly.
This was the first joint peace declaration signed by the two countries since the end of the Cold War. The two former Soviet republics have been at odds since the late 1980s over the mountainous Nagorno-Karabakh region, internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but long populated and governed by ethnic Armenians. A war in the 1990s left tens of thousands dead and the region under Armenian control. But in September 2023, Azerbaijan reclaimed the territory and forced most of the ethnic Armenian population to flee, an exodus that many Armenian groups and some genocide watchdogs described as ethnic cleansing. Russia, traditionally the main power broker in the region, stood by during the 2023 offensive. Its influence has waned since its invasion of Ukraine, opening the door for Western powers to step in, as director of the Hudson Institute's Center for Peace and Security in the Middle East, Michael Duran, explained.
The commanding heights of the Armenian economy are dominated by the Russians. And it's very hard for Armenia to break loose of this, Russian patron. And they have created a space that allows Prime Minister Pashinyan in Yerevan to pivot toward the West and away from Russia.
The signing ceremony added to a string of diplomatic deals Trump has brokered this year, from Congo and Rwanda to a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. In the run-up to today's meeting, he openly touted the event as a major achievement and spoke again of his wish to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Critics note that Trump's approach to foreign policy often pairs high-profile ceremonies with branding opportunities, prioritizing optics over long-term stability. They also point to his history of avoiding the term genocide when referring to Armenian suffering, both past and present. For these opponents, today's summit raised concerns that the administration's main goal was to score political points and weaken Russia's position, rather than to address the displacement of tens of thousands of Armenians or ensure their safety if they return. While the White House framed the deal as a breakthrough for peace and economic growth, Critics argue that it rewards Azerbaijan after last year's displacement of Karabakh's Armenian population without guaranteeing their right to return. Still, after nearly 40 years of conflict, both sides signed on. Whether this agreement holds and whether it leads to genuine reconciliation remains to be seen. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.